The New York theater world is mourning the death of its mama. Ellen Stewart, the founder and artistic director of La Mama Experimental Theater Club, died yesterday at the age of 91. For nearly half a century, Stewart nurtured playwrights and performers who would go on to change the face of theater in New York City and beyond. NPR's Joel Rose has this appreciation.
Ellen Stewart had a hand in everything at La Mama.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to La Mama.
Stewart welcomed audiences. She designed costumes and commissioned new plays. In the early years, she even swept the steps outside the East Village basement that served as La Mama's performance space. This was a long way from the mainstream theater scene in the early 1960s, as she told NPR 20 years ago.
Particularly since the dressing room was the bathroom, and we had to tell everybody, if you want to go to the bathroom, you can't. You have to go out and go down the street to the bar because the actors are in there.
In a succession of basements and warehouses, La Mama helped launch the careers of playwrights Sam Shepard and Lanford Wilson, directors Robert Wilson and Tom O'Horgan, and too many well-known actors to name.
That's right, Ma, you had it easy. You lost your husband in a nice, clean hospital. You know where I lost mine. I lost mine on the street. That's right. They killed him on the street. 27 years old, laying dead on the street. Killed by a bunch of kids with baseball bats. That's right, Ma. Killed by children. Children taught by people like you because everybody knows that queers don't matter.
Before Torch Song Trilogy became a film or Broadway hit, Harvey Fierstein's plays had their first performances at La Mama. Fierstein says Stewart had an unconventional way of deciding what to produce.
She had an instinct. She didn't read scripts. She was the first to tell you, I don't read scripts. She didn't watch very many of the shows. She watched some of them, but she wasn't all that interested. What interested in her was being Mama and inspiring people to do work.
Stewart was an inspiring presence, an African-American woman with a flamboyant wardrobe and accent to match. She grew up in Louisiana. She moved to New York in 1950 and found work as a fashion designer. Stewart started La Mama as a place where aspiring playwrights could see their work produced.
My only notion was that they were supposed to write some plays. I was going to make the costumes. I would support this little basement that I had rented by doing freelance work.
Stewart transformed an abandoned Frankfurter factory on East 4th Street into the center of Off-Off-Broadway. La Mama archivist Ozzy Rodriguez remembers the first time he saw the company's current home in the late 1960s.
When I first saw this building, it had been abandoned for 17 years. She showed me the building. I thought, this is a disaster. She said, oh, no, you're not looking at it the right way. Look at the possibilities. Not the faults, the possibilities.
That was Ellen Stewart's approach to everything. She presented hundreds of shows at La Mama, taking many of them abroad and inviting dozens of foreign performers to New York. Most of those shows never made it to Broadway, but actor and playwright Harvey Fierstein says that wasn't the point.
Though each one of these plays may not be so famous or known by a wide audience, somebody saw that play, and that encouraged them to go on and do something else, if you know what I mean. It's the art that comes out of a community.
That community honored Stewart 2 years ago in a ceremony renaming one of La Mama's theaters in her honor. Yay! In spite of her age and declining health, Stewart kept working to produce more than 50 shows a year at La Mama.
I just hope to God we can survive, that's all. There are other places that are much younger than we who do get funds as an institution. So all we can do is just hope to survive.
To do that, the institution had to be, in her words, better than everyone else. Thanks to Ellen Stewart's maternal care, that's exactly what La Mama has been. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The National Desk staff includes Uri Berliner, Cindy Johnston, Russell Lewis, Vicki Walton-James, Bruce Oster, Jason DeRose, and Daniel Irby. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.